All right, Tavosai. So tonight we're beginning Simen Mem Zayin. Dinei Berchas Atar. So this is actually quite an incredible Simen. There should be sheets. Right by you, good. So let's take a look at this. So Sif Aleph Berchas Atarot Tzarach Lizar Bamahot. So the Shulchan Aruch begins actually a very interesting halacha that one must be exceptionally careful with Berchas Atarot. So again, so the Taz. If you take a look at the Taz on the left hand side, he writes in Sim Mem Zayin, Berchas Atarot Tzarach Lizar Hatam Beisosi B'Shem Aran Shumri Da'ayde Bracha Mavura She'osik B'Torah Lishma. This is actually very interesting. So in general, we're not going to get into it tonight because, as is our derech with this limud, we're really just trying to keep on the page of Shulchan Aruch. I often find sometimes one of the most difficult parts of learning halacha lemaisa is very often it becomes non lemaisa. Right? To get so caught up in obviously the derech of our limud over here is really just to focus on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. That being said, I want to just give you two words, kind of, or just a few yediyas off the page. There is a fundamental machlokes about the nature of Berchas Torah. Are they d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? So the reason why that's important to know is because although the Shulchan Aruch does not talk about that explicitly, it does play in to a lot of the pieces of information that we're going to see here. So for example, when the Mechaber comes along and says, Berchas Torah tzarach lizar b'ma'od, what does that mean? Because we have to be very careful with. And Hamotzi, I don't have to be very careful with. And the Bracha on Tzitzis, I don't have to be careful with. And Ashiyot, I don't have to be careful with. And Birchas Shachar, I don't have to be careful with. So again, so already you could see the Berhitiv comments in Sif Aleph Lizor, in Birchas HaTorah, Doraisu Amidrabanon, Ayin B'Sefer Pnei Moshe, So first of all, so many understand the statement of the Mechaber to be rooted in the idea that the Shitas HaMechaber is that Birchas HaTorah is Da'araisa. If Birchas HaTorah is of biblical nature, then you understand what he's saying, because all of the other brachos that we've been focusing on up until this point are Midrabanan. Midrabanan. So comes along the Mechaber and says, Birchas HaTorah, which is Midda'araisa, Tzarech Lihizayr Ba Mi'od. Now the Berhitiv says, you'll say to yourself, what does it matter if the bracha is da'araisa dirabanan? So the simplest nafkamina would be safik, right? And that the Berhitiv comments, he says, v'nafkamina b'nei shim nistapik im berach im lav chozer umevarech kalabrachos af agav deleka medaraisa ela bracha achas. So again, this we get into a further distinction, which is when we talk about Berchas HaTorah being da'araisa or dirabanan, so which part of Berchas HaTorah are we referring to? So we'll discuss again that Berchas HaTorah is comprised, I shouldn't really made a copy of this, but you know what I'm referring to, Berchas HaTorah. Berchas HaTorah is comprised of a number of different brachos. So even if you hold that Berchas HaTorah is da'araisa, which bracha is that? Is that all of the brachos, one of the brachos, some of the brachos? So again, that remains to be seen as well. But just in case you're wondering, what a peculiar lashon for the Mechaber to say, be careful with Berchas HaTorah. Why? Because Shitas HaMechaber is that it's Daraisa. Now, interesting enough, the Taz on the left-hand column has a little bit of a different approach with this. And this is actually quite interesting. He says, Berchas HaTorah Tzarech Lizar Ma'ot Hatam. What's the reason for this? He says, Mishum sha'al yidei habracha mevurar sha'osek batora lishma. So this is very interesting. So the Taz writes that when you recite Berchas HaTorah, it shows that you're learning Torah lishma. In other words, that if I was just learning Torah in a utilitarian sense, I need to know what to do. I need to know what I should do. I need to know what to avoid. I need to know what's going to get me to Gan Eden, get me out of Gehenna. So then again, I would just learn Torah, I would approach Torah as a body of knowledge. The fact that I make a bracha over it indicates that again, it's a davar shebikdusha, it's a holy item, and because it's a holy item, I'm not just simply learning it in a utilitarian way to know what to do, what not to do, but I'm learning it ultimately lishma. I'm learning it because I understand that there's a value in learning Torah. There's a value in engaging in Talmud Torah, beyond for just knowing what to do, what not to do, beyond for ultimately the schar that one gets, but because there's a holiness in the engagement of Torah. So the Taz suggests that that's ultimately why the Mechaber says, Birchas HaTorah Tzarech Lizar B'Ma'od. And this is very interesting. Why? Because you know the Gemara that discusses the Bayis speech from the first place HaMikdash was destroyed. Why? Because Kal Yisrael over on the Gimel Chamuros, they violated the three cardinal sins of Avodah Zarah, Shvichos Damim Gidarais, immorality, idolatry, and murder. What does the Gemara say? Why was the second base HaMikdash destroyed? So one opinion is that what? The one that's more often known is sinas chinam. But the truth is, the Medrash records also another opinion, which is ashelo baruchu b'torah b'tchila. Right? They didn't make berachas haTorah. What does that mean? So at least on some level, what the Taz is saying, according to the Taz, when you don't make berachas haTorah, what you're doing is you're relegating Torah ultimately to a simple utilitarian body of knowledge. The bracha is the way I verbalize the understanding that Torah is a chefetz of kedusha. The Torah is an entity of holiness, not just a body of do's and don'ts, not just a body of knowledge, but mamish, an entity of holiness. Without the bracha, it's a simple body of wisdom. With the bracha, it becomes a chefetz shel kedusha. So therefore, the Mechaber tells us we should be very careful with it. Good. Stiff base.
That only works under certain circumstances, and that's for people who are paying attention to what they're saying when they're making the bracha. But many times when you come to the Beit Knesset, and people are making brachas, you know, right and left,
Correct. Mechaber says when he says tzarich lizar ba ma'od, tzarich lizar ma'od doesn't just mean say it; it means say it with zihirus, absolutely, with kavana. Correct. The machshav of the Taz is only actualized if you're paying attention to what you're saying. Absolutely. Take a look at Sif Beis. Tzarich levarich bein lemikra, bein lemishnah, bein legemara. So remember again, the Mechaber says, so what bodies of knowledge require brachos? What parts of Torah require a bracha prior to learning? So the Mechaber writes, Chumash, Mishnah, Gemara, Dirama, Adzin, Ovir, Haga, Bein Lemedrash. This is actually quite interesting. So it would appear that perhaps according to the Mechaber, someone would not be obligated to go ahead and recite Birchas HaTorah prior to the Medrash. Unless, of course, the Mechaber understands that Medrash maybe is included as part of Gemara. Remember, the word or the term Gemara could be more inclusive or less inclusive depending on the context that it's used. Okay, but for our purposes, bottom line is one has to say Berachas HaTorah before learning any form of Torah. Gimel.
Are you supposed to assume that because the Rav says something that he's necessarily arguing with the
Mechaber? Yeah. No. Then he doesn't have to say it. When the Rama adds something in, usually it's because the Mechaber didn't agree with it or didn't hold of it. The Rama is usually coming to be Mosif. Gimel. Akosei b'divrei Torah. So another interesting halacha. If one goes ahead and writes words of Torah, afa pi she'eino korei tzarech levarech. This is another interesting halacha. What happens if one writes words of Torah, even if one is not articulating words of Torah? So just the progression. Sif alif, whether berchas haTorah d'oraisa d'rabbanan tzarech lizar b'ma'od. That's piece number one. Piece number two. You have to make a bracha berchas haTorah on any body of Torah knowledge. Come along the Mechaber and says, by the way, this is only if you're actively learning something. If you're writing something, akosei b'divrei Torah, afa pi she'eino korei tzarech levarech. This is actually very important as well. Comes on the Mechaber and widens the scope of Berchas HaTorah. That even if you write words of Torah, even if you're not reading those words, you must go ahead and make a bracha. So of course, again, this would have ramifications for who? A sofer. Right, so what happens? I'm writing a Torah. So again, I'm not learning. I'm mamish writing a scroll. I'm not reading, I'm not writing. Nevertheless, Paskins in the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch says, you have to say Berchas HaTorah even before writing. Dalit. Hamaharher b'divrei Torah. Now, here's the exception to the rule. What happens if one thinks about Torah? Ein tzarech levarich. This is actually very interesting. So cognition, right? So again, engaging in the cognitive process of Talmud Torah without articulating anything does not require Birchas HaTorah. So interestingly enough,
goes according to at least two out of three posts, right? It's the Rif, the Rosh, I think, and the Rambam. The Rambam says that Hirher counts.
All right, look, Dr. Abzug. We're going to go through it. Hamahar b'divrei Torah, ein tzarech levarech. So again, if a person thinks about words of Torah, so ultimately, again, he does not require berachas haTorah. Why is that? So if you take a look at the Magen Avraham in Sif Beis, I apologize, I didn't underline it. It's on the right-hand column, right? Magen Avraham, dehirhor lav kedibor dami. So this is very interesting. So remember again, and the Rambam does pass in this way, that he heard lav kedibor dami. So what you see developing over here is as follows, which is that halacha lemaisa, so the bracha of Birchas HaTorah is apparently really goes over active Talmud Torah, which is to be motzi b'svasa, right? So the Gemara talks about this in a variety of different places, that when learning, it's important ultimately to be motzi the words b'svasav. One is supposed to articulate the words that they are learning. You know, in Chazal's view, learning is never just scanning lines. Learning always requires a nigun, it always requires a sing-song, it requires an articulation. So the Mechaber writes over here, he says something amazing. He says, therefore, if one just simply thinks about words of Torah, one thinks about Torah, that does not require birchas haTorah. Because hear her love kedibur dami. Now, why is this interesting? Because right? If I were to ask about the mechaber pasuk in this case of hearer, you would have thought what? Bracha. Why? Similar to kosev. Right? Again, the mechaber just told me in Gimel that if I write words of Torah, say birchas haTorah, and yet mahar. So what's the distinction? So there's two possibilities where the Nosikim looks like this. Either because when a person is kosev, apparently it was much more common that a person's going to come to go ahead and articulate something. Right? Think about this. You know, often if you're copying something and you're writing it, very often what ends up happening, you read the words, you repeat the words, you write it down. So even though, again, it might be the person's intent, I'm not going to say anything, I'm just copying, it's matsui, right? It's common that a person is going to articulate something. But it could also be, the other Magen Avraham, and also other, the Pesachei Teshuva brings this down, like Maishi mentioned, which is that Berachas HaTorah goes on some type of formal expression of Torah. So formal expression of Torah takes really one of two ways, either the spoken word or the written word. But hirhur, right, especially since we pass many times in halacha, that hirhur lav kedibur dami, hirhur lav kemaisa dami, that cognition does not have the halachic equivalent of an expression of an act. Therefore, the Mechaber paskins that halacha lemaisa, you do not require birchas haTorah prior to hirhur. Now, I'll tell you why this is interesting. Where else do we saw this halacha? We saw the concept of hirhur before, if you remember again, in Hilchos Beis Akisei, in the beginning of Arachaim, a couple of months ago. What's the halacha? Ki b'mahar her b'divrei Torah. B'makom atinuf, right in a bathroom, ki b'mahar b'divrei Torah? No. So it's actually very interesting, right, that halacha l'maisa, on one hand, what we're saying is that thoughts, Torah thoughts, are not a formal enough expression of Torah to warrant birchas haTorah. Yet, it's enough of a davar shebekdusha, that's what? That you cannot think Torah thoughts in an unclean or impure place. Now, we'll say that's not a stira, that's not a contradiction, right? Birchas haTorah is going on a very specific scope. In order to be birchas haTorah, there has to be a formal expression of Torah, either through speaking or through writing. Cognition is not enough. Masha'inki, when it comes to having thoughts of Durnam Shabikdusha in unclean or unholy places, even thoughts of Torah will be prohibited. Now, I'll tell you what, so halavai, like we should run into a problem with this halacha, right? I got up in the morning, couldn't stop thinking about Torah, and I have to stop myself because I didn't say Birchas haTorah yet. Right? Halavai. Now, I'll tell you what, this does come up. Look with the Rama, right? Tago. Vuadin. Now, Dr. Abzak, to your point, here's an example of where the Rama is not, he's not arguing on the Mechaber. Here is where he's clarifying the Mechaber's point. So look at this. Haga, v'adin diyachal lifsok din b'lo nesinas tam ledvarav. So this is actually very interesting, although it sounds like it's being phrased to elucidate the Mechaber's din, it's quite possible that the Mechaber would not agree with this. The Rama says that what can you do if somebody asks you a shayla, right? You could paskin below nesinas tam ledvarav. What does that mean? Below nesinas, right? So what can you do? Right? Somebody asks you a shayla, you can say mutter, aser, treif, kasher, tamei, tahar, but you can't, which is fascinating. So what did the Rama just do? So what the Rama just did is he took the Mechaber Svara. The Mechaber essentially said, the only time you're obligated to engage in Berachas haTorah is when there's some type of formal expression of Torah. But if there's no formal expression, i.e. hirhur, then ultimately, again, you don't need Berachas haTorah. The Rama takes that a step further. Again, I'm not sure that the Mechaber would agree with this, but the Rama takes this one step further, and the Rama says, even just to give a shorthand answer, belina sinas tam, atame, atar, akasha, treif, that's okay also before birchas haTorah. So really quite interesting. So that's dalim. Fine. Hey, birchas haTorah. So we'll say, so what is the bracha birchas haTorah? So we'll start this, but we won't be able to complete it. And share kiddusham sosav tzivano al divrei Torah, v'harevna asher bacharbanu. So we'll say, so let's analyze this. So if you take a look, so just, it's also, I always find it fascinating when you look at the evolution, especially of bracha. So remember again, if you look at the gears of the Mechaber, he has over here, Asher kidisham osav tzivanu al divrei Torah. So literally again, I'm making a bracha al divrei Torah. We already know, look at the Magen Avraham in Sif Gimel, this is underlined, al divrei Torah, Nuscha Ashkenazis la'asok b'divrei Torah. So if you notice, again, says the Magen Avraham, that is not our girsa. Our girsa is what? La'asok b'divrei Torah. What does that mean? Dekoi al-isek Torah. Ava al-divrei Torah, mashma dekoi nami al-isek ha-mitzvus. So this is very interesting. So the Magen Avraham explains like this. So the mechaber's bracha. So apparently again the girsa he had was al divrei Torah. What does al divrei Torah include? Everything. It covers what we call Gantz Torah. Gantz Torah includes what? It includes learning and also performance of mitzvos. The Magen Avraham says that our girsa is much more narrowed. La'asok b'divrei Torah, right? La'asok b'divrei Torah really refers to what? Talmud Torah. Now, why don't we make an expansive bracha on everything? Simple answer. Because we have separate birchos ha-mitzvah. So it would appear, although the Mechaber says that birchas lerech could kind of serve as this umbrella bracha for all of Yiddishkeit, the Magen Avraham is saying over, you don't need that. Meaning, I need a bracha on Talmud Torah. I need a bracha on learning. Birchos ha-mitzvos, we have. We have plenty of birchos ha-mitzvos. I just need this bracha ultimately, again, to be on the actual act of learning.
Well, therefore, mitzvah has a bracha.
But those are the exceptions to the rule, and they have specific reasons. They have specific reasons, right? That's because they defy Hilchos birchos ha-mitzvah. So you want a taina that maybe those brachos could be covered under oh, that could be the svara of the mechaber, that could be. Anyway, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with the gears of this bracha as well as with the rest of the brachos of Berachas Torah next week in Meretz Hashem. Shkoyach.